Arliss, do you want to go ahead and proceed with wherever we left off?
Mr. Chairman, if we would go back to those areas that were left open, perhaps that, is that the most logical way of going through? That starts, the first issue was on page 16, and, or, well, no, it's on 17. To do with the new positions, I believe. Senator Danforth, you'd ask for that to be open. Mr. Hogan, you have backup on those positions.
Yes, sir.
First, it shows the detail on page 16 and then on page 17, the detail.
Just a brief Mr. Chairman.
Senator?
Explanation for the need for those new positions, mm-hmm. if you would, Jay.
Mr. Chairman, these positions in financial management are all related or computer database related. They relate to problems in the department with keeping track of the cost of projects, the allocation of cost of projects, the general financial requirements of the department, which have grown tremendously in recent years due to the numbers of projects that they're now dealing with. So all these positions are accounting or information management related.
Chairman, are these positions three-quarter?
Mr. Chairman, yes, all those are. They're all new. None of them are occupied, so they're three-quarter funded. Senator Dankworth, did you have anything else?
I go over in general government. We're going to come up with some system planning and stuff. I just wonder if this is connected with that.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Sturgeon.
Yes. I think one of the things you probably will be hearing from the commissioner, and we'll need to see if budget revisions are necessary after that presentation, will be some changes in the financial management part of it. That was one of the things that the audit criticized, was projects go into planning and programming instead of getting financial controls and from the beginning getting into that section. I think these were justified on the basis that we've just got some real problems there. It is archaic until they get that management information system. It's just going to take bodies there. Again, this has been one of the complaints of the public, that you can't get in and get information and know where the projects are, and it's simply because of the way we're keeping track of it. So I guess you just have to make a policy call. Will people give you what you want?
Yeah, I'll remove any of my objections.
Senator Sackett?
Just a short objection. Arliss, when you were going through this, did you look at the job descriptions and exactly what the job loads and things of this sort that might occur through reorganization with the existing people? For example, in the commissioner's office, you have 8 internal review, you have 14, 2 more through CIP. In administrative services, you have 162, and CIP, 1 more there, and then you're adding on another 118 people. That seems to me, regardless of how much work they do, at least they have a tremendous number of people there.
Mr. Chairman, one of the things that's been impossible to do, really, is that you have not had those, you know, those CIP people before you. And we got that budget late. I'm sorry to say, I think it's going to take getting all of those under with all of their travel and all the rest of it before you'll ever get an idea. You've got, and so I'm not trying to dodge the question, but it's simply been impossible to get in there and find out what that 1,443
have. The figures I just read off, only 3 of those were CIP. Mm-hmm. All the rest are general or already in there. And
Jay,
there'll be about 400 people that you have existing. And are you saying that they can't do the job with the existing 400 people, that they need five more?
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, one problem we do have, I think Senator Sackett's referencing also the current reorganization. Unfortunately, this hit us after this whole process was over, and we don't even know yet how that new organization proposes to lay out with regard to administrative people. We really don't know anything about it. That's why I think your next step of getting the commissioner to detail the reorganization to you is terribly important, so that you can answer some questions.
So we really don't know whether or not we even need these five.
Well, in addition to that, Mr. Chairman, we have a problem that we know that the response to your questions on where are we with regard to projects, we know that this information is not available now. And we know that regardless of how many people they have or don't have, they're not able to provide this kind of management kind of information. Now, this particular job question here, the fifth one down, the database specialist, is a high-priced computer systems person, and that's one of the things that they desperately need. They're long past the time when they can operate on a couple of ledger books and tell you how projects are going. They've got really hundreds and hundreds of projects on the books now, as opposed to, say, 5 or 6 years ago when they only had perhaps 100.
I just want to make one point, and that's, you know, we seem to feel that the problem is going to be solved by adding on additional people. They have 400 now. If we add on five more, we psychologically feel that that's going to be the answer and we're going to get better responses. I don't think that's going to be the case. Of those five, probably the one that you do need the most would be the database specialist, but probably more so than even that is the equipment that you would need in order to come up or get away from the archaic system that you presently have. But I don't think that really answers my question about the other four. Do we really, in fact, need them, and are they going to solve the problem by adding four on top of 400?
Mr. Chair, I don't think they're going to solve the problem. And you know, you can make that policy decision. I don't think we're going to solve the problem until we get, the figure I think is in general government. It's probably over $3 million for a management information system. And if, you know, we've all had experience with seeing those fail to come online in a timely way. And I said right from the beginning, it's a value judgment. In their presentation, they made a case for it. The case was made of the difficulties that exist in the five audits that were done, and I think it's absolutely impossible to say precisely what the effect of those people were going to be. And until we get that system underway, until you get a lot tighter management control, I think that you're making a value judgment on it. And the House is saying we're going to cut out those new positions. I'm saying I feel that just the criticism that the public and all the rest has brought, we put some pretty strong intent language in here. Let's approve those, give them the support they need to get that system, and then make that judgment next year on the basis of results. And I'd like to be able to make a very precise response. I can't do it. It's impossible. Mr. Chairman, if, you know, there's action here, fine. If not, the next page is 42. Mr. Chairman, we kept open.
Is this closed? I don't know.
Well, no, it's up to you. I didn't know if we were going on. It's up to you.
I'd move just to include the database specialist.
We have a motion for the committee to include only one of the five positions, database specialist. All in favor? Carried. Moving right along.
Okay, on page, beginning on page 42, this gets into an area we have not discussed. Begins on page 41, the Central Region M&O Administrator, Mr. Hogan? Oh, no, Interior Region, I'm sorry, on page 43.
Mr. Chairman, the Interior Region was left open in its entirety yesterday. In case of airports, both the House and Senate have the same number. There are no new positions called for. Both the House and Senate figures do provide essentially continuation level budgeting in contractual and commodities, but with the specific inclusion of those monies that were put in last year for new airport, improved airport maintenance effort and operation effort, and also highways.
Senator Ferguson?
If we have a budget request in the Interior M&O.
What?
She's down to something. It was requested by Don Bennett.
Oh, that, I think we go to page 46.
Under highways, page 47?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You have the same one I have?
You have the blue one?
There's no question on
what's your
the highway.
It's the highway.
The highway. The highway. You open these highways on April 1st. You keep them open.
No, I have a different one. But I'll support yours. Yes.
The question is on page 46 and 47. Included here, there is a difference between the House and the Senate. Included here is a program for maintenance on the Elliott Highway in the Senate figure. And the total for that program is
$370,000. That's to provide year-round maintenance of the Elliott Highway between the Minto Cutoff and Manly Hot Springs.
300 and what?
Seven.
370.
70.
Yeah. Yeah, right. 46A.
Excuse me.
If you look up at 46.
Squeezed up on the.
Okay.
That program works out to be approximately $150,000 in personal services, $2,000 added to travel, and $180,000 added to contractual, and $24,000 for various shop commodities, and then some shop equipment amount of $15,000.
Ms. Shannon?
Yes, sir.
We have an additional request that did not have at the time this was put together. It's been handed out, and I would move for its inclusion. This would be two additional positions for Interior M&O in the amount of $92,000. You should have just received that.
The 92 or 75?
Pardon? 75. I think the latest figure was 75.
Have a new one for 70. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The 70. I'm sorry. Make that 75,000, and that fits along with the new positions we've added that are not filled for three quarters of 75,000.
Hearing no objections, we include this.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Sackett.
Hand out a form 35. It's a request for $204,400. Which would extend the time of use of the East and Taylor Highways by opening these highways on April 1 and keeping them open until October 31st.
Okay.
If I might.
Seen
that. It's right here. Should be a copy for each member.
I gave it to Terry to pass to you.
Me.
Here.
I missed one.
I can only comment reference to this, that this is the first time I've seen this, but I am very, have intimate knowledge of the entire road system in both these places, and this would certainly be a proper action. Over the years, it's been very arbitrary as to when these highways would be open and when the highways would be closed. People living in the remote areas haven't had the opportunity to know for sure when to get their last batch of fuel oil in or their last bit of food. And I think a stabilization in specific times of this nature would be a great help to the people in the interior. I'd certainly support it.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Sackett, under your personnel, do you have, did you detail as to the kind of category you're talking about, and are these three-quarters funding like the...
No, they weren't three-quarters funding. You want to put it down three-quarters?
Mr. Chairman, Senator, if that would certainly be consistent what we've done, if these people do not have to come on immediately in order to do what you're trying to do, I certainly wouldn't recommend that if you, we were looking at the amount of time it would take to get people through the personnel system.
I don't think they would have to come on immediately.
And also, do you have the position category?
No, I'll get that for you,
okay.
Don.
What's the amount, Steve?
Hearing no objections, we'll include the...
At three-quarters funding, it would be 153.3.
You can get a copy back to me on this. All right, so, Mr. Chairman, then we've added both... That's all on that. Mr. Hogan, anything else in that section?
No, ma'am, that's it.
Okay.
Then continuing through interior, 48 and 49, the facilities function, general buildings in the interior have the same figure, slight reductions from the governor, primarily in the contractual, and there are no new positions requested. The equipment fleet, page 5051, again the House and Senate agree, reductions from the governor. Capital fund, which is the fund that, a revolving fund for equipment maintenance, purchase, and operation. It is new, and this is a new subject area in the transportation budget this year. This is one of the types of programs that came over from the general government category. The last item in interior is interior region administration, 5253. House and Senate agree. There are no new positions. You may wish to
on an arsenal
discuss Senator Fahrenkamp's concern here.
Mr. Chairman, just to point out, the question had been raised by Senator Fahrenkamp about if you have maintenance in a certain area, how can you be sure that the funds are expended there and not in another area? And she was concerned about Slope Hall Road, and if you would note, it's listed, and it will show as a separate appropriation this year.
Chairman, 56, 57 is the North Slope Road portion that is for road maintenance. And both the House and the Senate incorporated the governor's $550,000 approximately budget amendment to reach the figure of $5.8 million. And there are two new positions approved by both sides that were included in that budget amendment. They are security guard positions at the what is called the Yukon Information Station. The
Senator Sackett?
Just a moment.
Senator Sackett?
What specifically was the $5.8 million for?
That is a budget amendment that Senator Sackett may not have.
change dates of opening, result of the public use of the road. Those facilities.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Ferguson?
Save $7 million, you can do it on the south.
Is that a motion?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, that would be inconsistent with the legislative action. Senator, second.
Hey, later on, or after the session, you might get me to back up on it. I have your handout, but it doesn't have any breakdown to the 540.
Mr. Chairman, I will provide Senator back the full budget amendment on that. Thank you. I did the introductory letter on all these. Facilities is
page
5859.
Mr. Chairman, did we adopt the governor's amendment then?
Yes.
547.8. All right.
It is in. It is the second page of this handout, and briefly it was described. Additional funding will be used for dust control, grading, sanitary facilities, litter disposal, and operation of an information center, and the checkpoint. Provide for the public use during the months of June through September. Three new positions were requested in the equipment, page 60 and 61. They are foreman, mechanic, Agwan, Chandler, Dead Horse. They were approved by both the House and the Senate. And they come out of the working capital fund, that funding source.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator.
Why are the other costs so high?
There is a great deal of equipment that goes with these positions. The line item was last year.
Thank you. And moving right along.
We have on page 66, we did positions because we had a limited number on today. So on 66, we have the two with operators in Kowa. One part time, and those were, I think.
Senator?
Brief explanation of why we
both these positions are justified with the same justification. They are 12-month positions. Positions required to provide year-round maintenance on the Big Salt Road and Thorn Bay Road on Prince of Wales Island. This represents an additional 36 miles of gravel road to be named by the Kowak Station.
Well, the additional 36 miles of road? Additional to what?
To the existing system maintained on that station.
When did that happen? The additional 36.
The Thorn Bay Road has been happening over a period of time.
That's what I mean. It's been there quite a while, and then suddenly they're going to put two more people on the engineer. And they're asking for them anyway.
How many do they have now?
In the southeast region, I don't know about the Thorn Bay Station or the Co-op Station, but
these are actual operators?
Yes, equipment
actually maintain the road and do the thing. They don't study it.
Right.
Moving right along. Just a second.
You know if they're really needed.
Cannon.
Thorn Bay is the biggest logging camp
in the country.
They have a lot of people there. They're connected to Co-op.
Right.
And in order for the people of Co-op to come to Thorn Bay, I believe there's a ferry comes in there, they have to have this road.
Right. But they have existing people on it. I mean, it's already operating.
It is, right.
Yeah. So they have presently, on the present staff, sufficient people, and they do operate year-round. I'm just asking, what are these new people for? Why are they needed? Are they really needed?
Mr. Chairman, this is one that this particular road system is one that the legislature has struggled with Southeast Highway Systems to maintain in better form over the years.
This has a history of controversy going back about 3 or 4 years. This is, to my knowledge, the first overture from the department to, on their own motion, improve the maintenance in that area.
Mr. Chairman, as I recall, this is probably the Thorn Bay Road was probably the biggest issue that brought forth the freemanizing of the budget because of that one road they went over the winters, and no matter how Representative Freeman did, they wouldn't do it. And so we freemanized the budget in order to have it done.
I think that's the history behind it.
Thank you. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, then we get to page 70 again. This is Southeast Region M&O Equipment Fleet. We have a request for a heavy-duty mechanic.
Same Prince of Wales Island, station mechanic.
They even worked on it. That's his district.
Yeah, that's why this is here. That's his district.
Pardon me?
Isn't that his district?
He's
allowed it.
Mr. Chairman, the House really took pretty much straight line cut of all new positions. Again, that's, yes, it is. It's certainly choppy.
Also, are you convinced it's needed?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not from Southeast, but I had a delegation of the people, and I understand somewhat happened in the road system. It's just like Mr. Hogan repeated. They are starting to take some responsibility for that road, and on that basis, that those positions are. That was a... I can't speak to the judgment that said that the state should get into handling those roads, but if you're going to provide that service there, you're going to need those new positions.
Did the House allow that position?
No, that's what we did. The House did not. They cut out most new positions. That was a policy decision. They would not allow for it. Maybe you want to hold that open and talk to... people in that area.
Well, probably close it up and moving right along.
The next page I had was 113. This is out of courtesy to you, Mr. Chairman. The Fairbanks International Airport. So we have not gone over.
The story of the
Fairbanks budget can be seen quite deeply on June 13th. The House and the Senate both agree with the governor's recommended figure. There were no new positions at Fairbanks. Both subcommittees felt that the request was reasonable. I have have a minority of funding. So that really takes care of that whole area.
There's no question on that. We had some discussion. If you turn to page 130, there's the highest tenant put in his position for the marine transportation system. There have been a number of requests to come through on that to add the capability to respond if they can ask and get other people trying to get on the ferry system. We had some discussion yesterday about the fact that in the Juneau office you can call at noon and certain other times at 4:30, I guess at 4:29 or 4:30, you get a recorded message saying that if you've got a problem, come back tomorrow. One suggestion that was thrown out was the possibility of adding some legislative intent, and I have Senator Simpson had raised this, and I have some suggested wording here, and I think, Senator, do you want to talk on this?
Well, it seems to me that the point of contact that the public has most generally with that ferry system is when they have to make their reservation. And I've heard a lot of criticism both here in Juneau and also in Seattle. And so my suggestion was that we have some legislative intent language that encourages the department to start using flex time in order that the employees can be available when
38
when most the general public would use the facilities, that is at noon, early in the morning or later in the evening. Senator Sturgiluski has prepared a statement here. I have suggested open from 7 a.m. in the morning through the noon hour to 7 p.m. in the evening. I how realistic those hours are, but I do think it's realistic to provide a longer time span at which the general public can be served.
Whatever it's worth, I would have been closer from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m.
I think it's because of the time change differences that...
If this motion is made, I would suggest you would want to consider putting it on page 138 with the administrative section if you want that to apply, you know, like the Juneau office and the Seattle office, and I assume...
Mr. Chairman, would it be worth our while to stipulate that we're referring to all offices?
Mr. Chairman, if you put it in that administrative section, it would...
It automatically does.
You would automatically refer to the offices.
You want that in the form of a motion, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, I can still have a debate, though. Senator Lyson, did you wish to comment?
For a point of information, how do they handle, as an example, the people in Fairbanks who were going to come down the highway to make a ferry connection in Fairbanks?
There's no one in Fairbanks. No, you have to call long distance, and that's part of the problem. You get the answering service, and it costs you just to talk to the machine to tell you to call back.
A long distance and get a tape if you call at the right time of day. What you mean?
Mr. Chairman, I move this legislative intent using the hours 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Hearing no objection, they entered on what, page
138?
138.
138.
Yeah. 6 to 7. Returning to page 138, 130. We haven't closed that out, have we? And that did we authorize two more positions for Seattle? Two clerks.
Mr. Chairman, that's listed on right on 130.
Right. Senator, do you feel pretty strong indication they needed those? I guess you would.
Mr. Chairman, on this one, we've had specific requests from people in Southeast, and certainly Senator Ziegler, and trying to think who else. But yes, there have been a lot of complaints
But see, really? Didn't we get into the discussion yesterday? Mm-hmm. The reason we were getting the complaints is people would call and they weren't using flex hours and they couldn't get anybody during the noon hour or after 4:30. It seems like if we put the letterman 10 in and those people would spread their hours out a little, that maybe they wouldn't need it. Or we,
Mr. Chairman, when we talked, it apparently when the way the ferry system works, it takes a lot longer. We got into details on this one to handle you calling from wherever you do to get information. And they simply have this period of time where people are put on hold and they wait and they wait, and they had some figures that showed how long they waited, and it was appalling. So in this case, I think it's definitely a part of bodies, and this is one that is funded at 100% so that you can move those people on right away. So I think there's very common support for this one. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, one thing to keep in mind in view of the committee's action on the tourism portion of the budget, this is your key point with the rest of the country, and this is where the complaints historically abound. So it's the key access area for visitors to Alaska is the Seattle office.
Moving right along.
Chairman, page 144. Again, held open session. It has to do with the location in Juneau of administrative officer. Mr. Hogan?
Page
144.
See, I'm bored now.
Mr. Chairman, this position is not filled, and it's calls for three-quarter funding. It was not funded in the House side.
The Division of Highway Design and Construction does not have a position that can appropriately be assigned administrative duties. Professional-level engineers are carrying out administrative tasks, so the division is in need of a position that will be fully responsible for all administrative activities in the division to provide for statewide continuity and services. There's not an existing system that will maintain current fiscal control and fast-moving projects.
Dave, what's the salary for their engineers?
It would range up to, I'm sure, $50,000 a year.
Down to about $28,000.
Yes.
The only thing I'm getting at is the justification is to relieve engineers, but yet the salary range is at $40,000?
Actually, the salary itself is $34,000. The $44,000 is salary plus benefits, comes up to $40,000. And then, the benefits bring it up to $44,000, but the actual salary is $34,000.
It just doesn't make a lot of logic into their debate that they're going to relieve an engineer when actually they're going to pay an engineer salary range.
It would be somewhat less than an engineer.
Okay. Senator?
I'd like to move that we eliminate that position.
We have a motion before the committee to eliminate the position. All in favor? Eliminated?
Mr. Chairman, the next one is... page 184, 185, I guess. We have harbor design and construction, and
actually, the position here is
186,
operations,
right.
Portion.
Counting
and,
clerk.
Expansion of the harbor program and the lack of timely computerized reports necessitate creation of a position to manually maintain, supply current information to provide program managers and administrative staff with information on individual projects. Position in the clerk type is two position requested. Well, was not allowed, apparently. The division's administrative staffing will bring the division's administrative staffing up to a level to provide adequate services to the existing and future CIP engineering personnel.
Chairman, move we eliminate the position.
Motion before the committee to eliminate the position.
Chairman. It seems to me that I know personally that that division is getting behind in the projects. There's a number of boat harbors that have been approved last year in the bond issues and 2 years ago. As an example, our boat harbor in Sitka has been funded for over 3 years, and we haven't started construction. And a lot of that is due to the fact that this particular division is understaffed, and they were probably the most efficient division we've had in the state of Alaska. And
it's no, quite an endorsement.
Until they were taken up in the system. But nevertheless, I know for a fact that we've had a lot of production out of them, and they are behind in their work. And by eliminating this position, it's not going to help their problems and the problems that we share in other areas of the state where these harbors are going to have to be built. I'm sure a clerk typist is not going to build all these harbors, but nevertheless.
You never know.
I think it's a legitimate request.
We know where the real work is.
We know
done.
Who.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Dankman.
It's just my personal view that it's just Senator Sankey said earlier that voted would be. I'm sure this clerk typist three, to add a few on every year, isn't going to sink or swim the efficiency of that, but I'm both the way they want. I just feeling about adding people, so.
Motion's before the committee. All those in favor of deleting the position? Motion fails. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman.
Excuse me. The part studies. We're just wondering where in this
Chairman, I suspect that we might want to consider, would that go in 210 and 211 here? Could we take just a minute here in planning and programming? Would that be a...
Ms. Chairman, the decision was made on, I believe, in checking with your office on a couple of requests from Senator Holman that for feasibility studies that those be included in the capital budget. And I think we're getting into an area of and we requested based on that he, you know, adjust those and come in with the capital budget. And, you know, that's been done. And I think they were, I haven't seen these, but I assume these are similar projects. Feasibility study for capital projects.
Mr. Chairman, in this, I request for St. Michael for $15,000 for feasibility study of a dock. They used to have, it used to be a big port there, but it deteriorated and everything else. And I have another one here for $25,000. Study.
Subsequent discussions, we indicated that in fact these could go in the operating budget, but they would keep cognizance of it as far as allocations and quotas and that sort of thing that may be coming down later. Sir?
Somebody make sure I understand this. Mm-hmm. If we were to take it and put it into the capital, where would the money go? We could still designate it to DOT. That money, you wanted the Department of Transportation to do this, didn't you? Yeah, I don't
want to go. If it was in Capri, you'd still do that.
Harvard Design and Construction under contract.
It's still Harvard. It's still here.
Huh? I don't have any problem. I don't want to have mine, but as long as we.
Hearing no objection, entered in. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, let's take care of, we saved the whole planning and programming till last. You'll love it. But let's take care of a couple of other amendments that requests that have come in. Turn to page 210 and 211.
Page 210.